while I'm tuning. One week ago tonight, I had the privilege to go say goodbye to my buddy. And we got to say the things that we already knew but still wanted to say. There's no conveying what it means. And I ran out of words and I was about to just bawl like a 3-year-old, so I picked up the guitar and played in this. In the middle of late last night, I was sitting on a curb. Didn't know what about, but I was feeling quite disturbed. Street sweeper came whistling by, he was bouncing every step. It seemed strange how good he felt, so I asked him why they sweat. He said, it's my job to be cleaning up this mess, that's another reason to go for me. It's my job to be better than the best, and that makes the day for me. Got an uncle that owns a bank, he's a self-made millionaire. Never had anyone to thank, never had no one. Always seem kind of sad to me, and I asked him why that was, and he told me it's because in my contract there's this clause. It says it's my job to be working after death. That's the thing people respect in me. It's my job, but without it I'd be less than what I expect from me. I've been lazy most all my life, writing songs and sleeping late. Many manual error I've done was broken by mistake. Street sweepers can smile, and I've got no right to feel upset. But sometimes I still forget till the lights go on and the stage is set. The song is on, you feel that sweat. It's my job to be different than the rest, and that's enough reason to go for me. It's my job to be better than the best, and that's a tough break for that. It's my job to be cleaning up this mess, and that's enough reason to go for me. It's my job.
Well, welcome back. Good to be back. Andy Kimball here. You tune into the Andy Kimball Show. After a brief hiatus, I've been out playing music, touring. I've been up in the Pacific Northwest and a couple other stops and some festivals. Great festival up there in Richland, Washington. And hello to everybody up there who I got to meet after a 22-year hiatus from that festival. It's been great to be back and wonderful playing some sets there again and renewing old acquaintances. Wonderful time. The Tumbleweed Music Festival held Labor Day weekend every year at the Howard Amon Park in Richland, Washington. We heard from the Coral Reefer band Mac McAnally and Eric Darkin, their first show after the death of Jimmy Buffett. And we're going to continue on with that tribute, that show done in I think it was in at the Playhouse in Brown County in Nashville, Indiana, not Nashville, Tennessee, but Indiana, on September 7th of this year, just shortly after Jimmy Buffett passed away. And I think we'll go ahead and hear some more of that tribute show, and I got some real good music in store for us all, including me, yes, because I love listening to it as I lay it down for this show, the Andy Kimmel Show. Welcome back, everybody. Good to be back. I know it's been a couple of weeks since I was able to produce the last episode, and again, my own performing schedule sometimes interferes with me being able to do this radio show. Hate when that happens, you know what I mean? Oh my gosh, but... But anyway, it is good to be back. Here is here's more of the Coral Reefers, Mac McAnally, and Eric Darkin's tribute to Jimmy Buffett.
Thank y'all so much. You've helped me through something that I honestly never dread playing, but I've been dreading this a little bit this week because I just didn't know if I could get through it. And this song I've tried to get through 3 or 4 times at the house, and I haven't made it through yet. But I feel like I got a little momentum going from you folks. So I got some background singers. If you've ever been to one of my shows before, you know that up to the pandemic, I'm always standing at the back door after it's over like a bad Baptist preacher shaking hands with everybody. If the pandemic's far enough over, I'm still going to do that tonight. But, if you want to say hello, I want to say hello. If you want to shake hands, if you want me to sign something, I will. I think they got some shirts for sale, but don't feel obligated to buy anything. I'm a terrible salesman. There is this song that he wrote about turning 40 years old. Seems like you folks would want to sing with me. It just seems like we could sing. This lovely room that you have here in Nashville, Indiana, should hear a bunch of people singing Power of Hooks at 40. It just seems like. It seems like that to me.
Playhouse full of friends on Thursday night. come play for you.
We heard from Mac McAnally and his tribute to Jimmy Buffett. Of course, Mac was in the Carl Reefer Band and played with Jimmy Buffett for quite some time. And then we heard Zac Brown's tribute to Jimmy Buffett doing Margaritaville. And last but not least, we actually heard Jimmy Buffett's last public performance during a Mac McAnally show doing 5 o'clock somewhere. And Jimmy appeared on stage. He walked in out of nowhere, came up, then grabbed the guitar and sang the song with Mac. And that was Jimmy's last live performance. This is the Andy Kimball Show. I am Andy Kimball. Great to be back with you again. And we're going to now hear a tune from a friend of mine here in L.A. He's actually been a guest on our show, a emerging singer-songwriter who's just doing really well. I'm just really almost out of nowhere, and bam, where did this guy come from? He's, I would say, kind of a combination of like a Billy Joel, Elton John, phenomenal keyboard virtuoso, great singer-songwriter. His name is Brian Oshab. I had the opportunity of doing a show with Brian on Laurel Canyon not long ago. It was what an opportunity that was, and the two of us were able to put a show together, and it went real well, and he did a show debuting his band, and we're going to hear a tune of Brian's now from his album called, the tune's called Edge of the Pier. The album's called West Coast, spit it out, West Coast Wave, Brian Oshab.
The Ferris wheel goes round like the carousel too. It all seems so great when it all seems so new. The seesaw looked fun, like a bright colored clown. But you seem to go up when I seem to go down. Just say the word and we'll get off the ride. It's time the sunset draws near. No more distractions. It feels like a big magic trick, but mostly these rides get us dizzy and sick. Just say the word and we'll get off the ride. It's time the sunset draws near. No more distractions, nowhere to hide. Can't we just hold hands at the edge of the pier? At the edge of the pier.
That's a big deal. You gotta be pretty darn good to get in there. But Andy dropped in there, I think 1999 was the first year he performed here. Performed with us several years. I really liked his music. Then he shifted on down to Los Angeles. He's played a couple of thousand shows, not just here in the U.S., but internationally in the time in between. And I didn't read the program carefully enough. I walked in here this afternoon and saw him there and gave him the high five. So you should give him the high five, too. Please take your hands, put them together, and give a nice, warm, tumbleweed welcome to Andy Kimball. Back again after being one of the originals here.
Thanks so much. It is really great to be back here. I've thought about this festival many times through the years. Especially, I can't believe, you know, a lot of folk festivals in the summertime. I played down in Florida this summer, too. And to come to a folk festival in the summer and play in an air-conditioned room is pretty cool. It's pretty good. So, yeah, last time I played here was 2001. And believe it or not, I never have a set list because I really never know what I'm going to play. Even when I come up on stage, I'm like, what should we do? And then the show just kind of goes in autopilot to an extent, depending on what everybody's in the mood for, what kind of energy there is. But what I'm going to do this time is I'm going to kind of do a set list. The last time I played here was 2001. I'm going to try to do that set list backward. 22 years ago. Okay, I'm going to try to do that. Some in the air.
I'm going to have this. I'm going to go to Memphis.
haters in a bad place. Who's there for? And I've been in the right place. Been a long time. Been in the right seat. Must have been a long, long, long. I've been running, trying to get your love in my mind. Got to give myself a good talking to this time. Been the wrong man, in the right thing. You the wrong on, been in the right world. Been the wrong, 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 wrong.
Dr. John, right place, wrong time, recorded 2012, Battle of the Blues, sponsored by Guitar Center. Prior to that, we did hear Marsha Ball, Red Beans Cookin', preceded by Andy Kimball, who's that, with a live version of Memphis in the Meantime, and then we heard Brian Oshab with his tune off his album, as I said earlier, called The Edge of the Pier, his album West Coast Wave. And our next up is going to be Bonnie Raitt, recorded live with the Chris Smither tune called, well, her version of it is called Love Me Like a Man.
Man, I've been saying, got this soul up on a shelf. Though they could never love me, can't even love themselves. I want a man to love. Yeah. I hope you are someone who can. Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Neil Young, Crazy Horse, Cinnamon Girl, preceded by Bonnie Raitt, live, Love Me Like a Man, a tune written by Chris Smither, of course. I'll play that. Maybe next episode I'm going to play Chris Smither's version of that tune. He wrote that tune. I think it's pretty much brought Bonnie Raitt out of the gate back then, one of the tunes that she covered, and really she got a lot of mileage out of it for sure. Anyway, next up we have here on the Andy Kimball Show, Warren Zevon, one of my faves of all time. Warren Zevon, man, what a great talent he was. So sorry to see him die at such a young age. Sadly missed. Warren Zevon, Roland, the headless Thompson Hunter.
I don't know. This one character, he just don't seem to want to die. A warrior from the land of the midnight sun, with a Thompson gun for hire, fighting to be done. The deal was made in Denmark on a dark and stormy day, so he set out for Biafra to join the bloody fray. 66 and 7, they fought the Congo War with their fingers on their triggers, leading war. For days and nights they battled the Bantu to their knees. They killed to earth. Roland was the best, so the CIA decided it. They wanted Roland dead, and that son of a bitch, Fat Owen, blew off Roland's head. Flash of a Roland's Thompson gun. In the muzzle flash of a Roland's Thompson gun. Roland searched the continent for the man who done him in. He found him in a barroom drinking gin. Roland made his Thompson gun. He didn't say a word, but he blew Van Owen's body from there to Johannesburg. Roland, the headless Thompson gun. Roland, the headless Thompson. Later, but he still keeps up the fight in Ireland, in Lebanon, in Palestine, and Berkeley. Patty Hearst heard the burst of a Roland Thompson gun. Yeah.
Billy Strings recorded live just over a month ago, I guess, right around, July 30th at the Newport Folk Festival, this last Newport Folk Festival 2023. I've been there many times. What a great festival that is. It's been a while since I've been up there, and I've actually played in Newport before. It's a great town, great community, great place to hang out. If you haven't been to Newport yet, Newport, Rhode Island, you've got to put it on your list of things I got to do. You got to go visit Newport, Rhode Island. What a wonderful place, and those of you who are listening who know Newport will, I'm sure, agree with me. And that Folk Festival is fabulous. Both the Folk Festival and the Jazz Festival occur there every summer and worth also checking out, no question about it. And prior to Billy Strings, we heard Warren Zevon also recorded live. Warren Zevon, one of my favorites. Hey, I am going to put on now a guy who, gosh, every time you hear this guy, you got to get up and just clap your hands and dance around and boogie a little bit, or maybe sit and reflect, depending on what songs he's singing. Who am I talking about? None other than the great Ray Charles. And the song is called Messin' Around, recorded live. What a way to wrap up another episode of the Andy Kimball Show. Folks, I hope you are enjoying yourself while you're listening to this eclectic mix of folk, blues, bluegrass, zydeco, Cajun, Celtic, all singer-songwriters, all the music and talent that we do our best to feature here on this program almost every week. And when we go live Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, you can call into the show and request and have a conversation, talk about whatever you like to. We're here. We're all ears. We'd love to have a conversation with you as a permutation of the Andy and Amanda Show. Yes, my partner Amanda in the UK, still there doing her music, doing her thing as I'm here in the U.S. doing my thing. And hopefully we'll get together again, have another talk show and have some more fun. We'll probably do that and rejoin and do that coming up. Sometime soon. I'm not sure when. Our schedules are so busy now, but we'll try our best to make that happen. Hey, folks. If you want to get involved in the show, if you're a singer-songwriter, or if you know one, if you're an emerging singer-songwriter, send us your MP3 files, some background information, your contact information. We're here to help you. We'd love to check your music out and get it on the show and make sure you put your phone number in there so we can get hold of you, because we might want to go ahead and also do an interview, a live interview with you on the Andy Kimball Show. So send us your music. You're getting your MP3 files to theandykimballshow@gmail.com. That'll be a wrap, folks. All the very best. We'll see you next week. Be safe. Take care of the ones you love. Be nice. Put a smile on your face. The world is better that way. And we'll see you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.